right underneath where the roof comes and the gutter's right there.
Have you ever seen, maybe on a farm or elsewhere, a little building might have out back for keeping firewood or tools or something like that? What would that be called?
Well, Granddaddy had a tool shed. He also had a smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now Don talks about building a workshop, mm-hmm. you know, something outside the house. But mm-hmm. there are building regulations, and he can't do it anyway. He can't put an outbuilding out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, but mostly tool shed.
Tool shed.
Yeah.
Well, what about the days before indoor plumbing? Do you have an outdoor toilet mm-hmm. somewhere?
Outhouse.
Have you ever heard that called anything besides outhouse?
Yeah, but not nice terms.
Yeah, I was talking about. What about privy?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Pretty cold.
But not in this area much. So most people call them outhouse.
Just outhouse. Talking about, did you say your father, he had done some farming?
Mm-hmm.
What about some typical buildings that you find on a farm?
Okay, barn. Chicken house, we used to have a chicken house. The farrying house for the pigs.
The what kind of?
Farrying house.
Farrying.
I don't know how you spell that. I've always wondered. That's where you put the baby pigs with the sows and everything.
Mm.
And when they're having them, and with the heat and everything in, you know, to keep them from being exposed to the weather and everything. Farrying, maybe? Farrying house.
That's
F-A-R.
A new I haven't heard that before.
That's an old pig term.
Old
pig term. this guy that lives out across from Mother and Daddy had a fine farrowing house, and it had air conditioning and everything in it, and he had about $20,000 worth of pigs in it, and it burned,
mm-hmm.
and he had just built it, and it had not, he hadn't insured it.
Oh, boy.
And he lost his hope in the house and the $20,000 worth of pigs. Smelled good out there for a while. Like roast
barbecue.
That's right.
Same. Well, what about a place that would be used exclusively for storing grain, maybe corn or something like that?
Okay. Silo
mm-hmm.
is what Joe calls them. He also has a separate thing he calls a granary, and I don't know what the difference is.
Mm-hmm.
Granary and silo, I don't know.
Well, have you ever heard of any place where you might keep corn exclusively? Any names for that?
Corn crib.
Corn crib.
Yeah. We always got mice. Always count on mice being around corn crib.
Mm-hmm. What about the upper part of a barn where you...
Loft. Hay loft.
And before the hay is baled, sometimes it's piled up, you know, in
hay stack.
Now, what's the shape of those just in general?
Conical. Yeah, they, now they're stacking hay, you know, got these big machines, they're hay stackers,
mm-hmm.
and it's, a lot of people are stacking their hay or rolling them in the big round bales,
mm-hmm.
storing them in the fields rather than taking and putting them in the hay loft.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard any terms for small piles of hay swept up in the field?
They windrow it. That, I don't know if that's what you're talking about or not.
Well, what about sometimes the farmer would use a wagon, pile the hay on, you know, bring it in. Anything that was called other than just wagon?
Just hay wagon.
Just hay wagon. Yeah. Or have you ever seen a place for keeping hay other than the loft? Might be some sort of structure. With four poles and some
yeah.
roof on something like that.
I don't know if there was a term